Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com to check out their show listings. On our list this week, we have six acts coming to town. Let's run through the list, and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest coming to town this week. And we start off with Candidate One, which is tomorrow night at the American Airlines Center, Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they were coming to town.
His goat voice with him.
Great song.
Yep.
This might be my favorite Fleetwood Mac song.
It's a good song. This is from Rumors.
Boy, what a great album.
Oh, yeah, that is. That makes pretty much every list of the top 20 or top 50 rock albums ever, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's their seminal work. Seen the behind the music on Fleetwood Mac?
No, I'd like to.
It's who really, is sleeping with whom?
It's really interesting, and a lot of it has to do with that. It seems like at one time or another, everyone in the band slept with everybody else.
That's so hot. I always wished my band did that.
Of all males?
Yeah, the Gordon Keith band. Just all four of us guys just get together.
This also had Don't Stop. And You Make Love and Fun, Rumors did.
Yep.
Biggest selling album of all time in their career?
Yes.
Theirs, yeah.
All right, that'll be
their other
show.
Big hit.
Well, they've had a lot of them.
They're about 20.
Now, Landslide was a Fleetwood Mac song, right? It wasn't a Stevie Nicks solo?
I always have to think about that. Oh, this is great, and it's Tusk. With the USC band.
I do not see Landslide.
That may just be a Stevie
on
Nick
their
song.
Discography.
I bet they play it, though, in concert.
Yeah, they did release a live version of it in 1998 that went top 50 on the charts, but I don't see a studio version that they released.
This is devil music.
This is greatness. You're adding that.
Yeah, so right now they've got in the band Stevie Nicks, you asked about.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow night, it'll be Stevie Nicks on stage with Lindsey Buckingham, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, and Christine McVie. So it's basically all of them.
I saw Mick Fleetwood when we were in Hawaii a couple of years ago. Went to his place, and he was there.
You went to his place?
Yeah, he's got a place.
Like his house?
In Maui. No, it's a rooftop bar.
Oh,
that
cool.
Overlooks the beach in Maui. It's awesome.
Wow, that's great.
He's got it figured out.
Did you beat him down?
No, I didn't beat him down, but he was there.
Hey, remember when you were in Fleetwood Mac?
It was awesome.
All right, that's Candidate 1. Candidate 2, biggest show coming to town. Friday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Alan Jackson.
It's crazy about a Mercury.
Boot scoot boogie.
Out in the country past the city limit sign where there's a hot
sure this Alan Jackson
near the counter line. The joint starts jumping.
It's labeled that way.
This is his version of it? This is a
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn song.
They got whiskey women.
That's Brooks and Dunn.
Where are the cowboys?
Oh. Be careful
scratch
with
the record. That's still our only Brooks and Dunn album I have. There you go.
Beating of a song.
I think he's great, though.
Yeah,
he's got a great voice.
Yonder on a Chattahoochee.
Way down yonder on a Chattahoochee. It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt.
Could have rewritten that first voice.
Yeah.
We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night. Pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me.
This was one of his 26 number one singles.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, that many number ones?
Yeah.
Wow. That actually shocks me.
The first one was in 1991. And the most recent was in 2008. It's a pretty good run.
Where's he playing again?
Verizon.
I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone.
Gosh, that's so country.
Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town.
You got Friday night, you got the river, you got the truck.
So what?
All right, so let me ask you something.
Yes, pull down the music.
Do country artists, thank you, do country artists have a checklist, and do they on purpose go down the checklist and say, Friday night, pick up tailgate, beer, creek, girl in jeans, and do they do that to make all the other country artists laugh?
Yes, they're doing it as a gag.
It's a bit, right?
Right.
They're singing about their lives, some
they
of them.
Are not
and it's become very cliche, especially recently. But I don't think 20 or 30 years ago, some of the songs about Friday night and having a cold beer
aren't all these
were
songs,
that far off.
Aren't these songs written for these new artists? Like they have three or four writers that are coming up with all these bro country
yeah,
songs?
Yeah, maybe that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that these guys have only heard of one night of the week. The three guys
Saturday
are
Saturday night gets
all
written
songs.
About too.
Does it really? I always hear Friday night and I always wonder why are they selling Saturday night.
Well, that's when the
short.
Weekend starts. I think it's a bigger night, right?
Friday
night's the end of the week, and you're going to blow some steam off.
I think most people treat Saturday night as the big steam blower.
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
All right, Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Wow.
It is yeah, Journey.
Okay, hey, this is not the version of Journey you're going to be hearing.
Nope. Hear the Asian Journey.
Yeah, but I thought he sounded like
he does. I was against this until I saw that documentary on how they found this dude, and he's really good.
She loves a lot of things. All night, all night.
So Gordo is a Journey fan. Would you turn up your nose at this performance because there's no Steve Perry?
I'm not a Journey fan. I've never really
oh my God.
Don't know their songs. Play another Journey hit. You have the beginning of The Party's Over? That guitar riff is awesome in that.
Just a second.
All right. I mean, you talk about great songs, and I don't think they ever had a number one hit. I think Open Arms peaked at number two, and that was their biggest hit.
But they were huge, though.
Grego's version
early
was
early 80s to mid-80s, they were the biggest band.
Yeah, they were
going.
They seem to be, for some reason, I associate the first stadium band with being Journey. I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but that was definitely them by the
or Open
mid-80s.
Arms or anything. Mm-hmm. Anything you got there? And I'm so glad this song made a resurgence.
Me too. Yeah, this is my favorite Journey song.
Now, time for it to maybe go back in the closet a little bit.
Right, just because you've heard it so much?
Yeah, it's been so overplayed.
It's such a great song.
It is a great song.
It's such an unusual song.
But it doesn't seem unusual now that it's been sung by every...
Every fat girl at closing time, George?
Well,
what you want to say?
I wasn't going to say that.
Well, that's what it is.
And, you know, this was when his voice sounded the best. Listen to this.
That was a great groove.
Start from the beginning there, Jer. He only plays it at the beginning.
Moses.
Oh, God.
God, that's awesome.
Neil Sean's still in it. He's still jamming. He's still great.
great Steve Smith.
All right, that's Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town, Journey. Candidate 4,
Fake Journey.
Also Friday night at the Southside Ballroom, Ryan Bingham.
Greatness. Your brother's all up into him, isn't he?
Well, that sounds vulgar, but my brother enjoys Ryan Bingham. Yeah, my brother was the first one who told me about this guy.
He's got a really unusual voice.
Great voice. It's like he's been rubbed on a cheese grater.
Your heart's on the loose. You rolled in silvers with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner.
Yeah, my sister gave me one of his albums, Junkie Star. It's awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
And it's a Madonna song.
It's his voice. Yeah. That's why I like him so much. He's got a unique voice. There's never been a voice like that.
He'll write a good lyric on you, too. He's really good.
Where's he from? Is he Red Dirt?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that.
He's big. I mean, he's...
Born in Hobbs, New Mexico.
Oh, sure enough, he did go to high school here in Texas.
Really? Where?
Houston Westfield.
Yeah, Bob. Houston Westfield Binghams.
All right, that's Candidate 4. Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night at McFarland Auditorium on the SMU campus, John Mellencamp.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's really cool that they're doing concerts again at McFarland.
Yeah.
What a great place to see him. Mm-hmm.
I know he's greatness, okay? I will give him his greatness. But 5 or 6 of his songs, including this one, knocked me upside the head so hard with a 2x4, I can't stand it.
Is it the voice or the lyrics or what gets you?
A little bit of lyrics, just the song itself. I don't think they're that. I think he's great. I don't think his songs are that great.
Guitar sounds off.
Gordon was obsessed with this song when the ticket first started.
Yeah.
That's why he knows the guitar part, kind of.
It's not me playing.
Sucking on chili dog. Why do you hate that?
I don't know.
So much.
Sucking on a chili dog. That's just an ender to me.
Why? Is it vulgar?
Who sucks on a chili dog? You eat it.
No, you suck on it first, don't you?
I don't think so.
Mark.
Oh yeah, life goes on. We need to have Carlton Maxwell analyze why that line upsets George so much.
I don't know. It's a horrible line. Just ruins the song.
All right, that's Candidate 5. And finally, Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, the comedic stylings of the ticket's own Kevin James.
I was on the phone with somebody today trying to get a phone number from that person and write it down, but they didn't have phone number rhythm, and that pissed me off. Now, talking about phone number rhythm, especially if there's like an area code involved, like 212, bum bum ba, bum ba, bum ba. That is the rhythm I think we're all familiar with. This guy had no clue. I was like, okay, Hank, give me the number. He's like, all right, it's 2129.
Funny.
Yep. He is funny. All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is a Candidate 1.
A lot of numbers here.
Tomorrow night at the American Airlines Center, Fleetwood Mac. Candidate 2, Friday at Verizon, Alan Jackson. Candidate 3, Friday at the Windstar Journey. Candidate 4, Friday at the Southside Ballroom, Ryan Bingham. Candidate 5, Saturday at McFarland, John Mellencamp. Or Candidate 6, Saturday at Verizon, Kevin James. George.
I'll vote for my friend Mick Fleetwood. Fleetwood Mac.
Gordo.
Does Fleetwood Mac have the Vietnamese Stevie Nicks?
No.
Okay, then I'll go with Journey.
Okay. Sean.
I was conceived of their music, Fleetwood Mac.
Interesting note.
Whoa, whoa.
Gross.
Interesting note.
How do you know that? folks told me.
Oh,
you remember?
No.
No.
Chair.
What? What song?
Yep. That wasn't any way you want it. Journey.
Fernando.
Fleetwood Mac.
I, too, will vote for Fleetwood Mac. So 4-2, Fleetwood Mac tomorrow night, American Airlines Center. Biggest show coming to town.